Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Do or die, game two of the National League Wild Card Series. Mets and Brewers. Frankie Montas starting for the Crew. Sean Manaea for the Mets. However, the Mets would jump out to a 1-0 lead in the first inning, thanks to an RBI single from Brandon Nimmo. They would escape the frame, though, with a double play. In the bottom of the first, with a lefty on the mound, Jackson Churio got the spot in the leadoff. And, well, he made some history. Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied. Jackson Churio, his first postseason home run, ties this game in the bottom of the first. Jeff Levering's call here on WTMJ was the first homer for either team in the series, and Churio became the youngest player in baseball history to hit a leadoff homer in the postseason. However, no shutdown inning for the Crew. Two unearned runs would score in the second after a dropped catch from Frankie Montas covering first base. What is it about first base in this series? But nonetheless, it was 3-1 Mets. The Brewers went to their bullpen early. In the fourth inning, in fact, Trevor Megill left a man stranded in the fourth as he returned for the fifth inning. He struck out Iglesias on a 101-mile-an-hour fastball. He struck out Vientos on a curveball. He hit Nimmo, but with him on second base, had no problem with Alonso.
The pitch struck him out with a curveball. Megill strikes out the side. Crowd coming alive as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Brewers are chasing a couple of runs. It's 3-1 New York.
He would challenge his dugout walking into the dugout, firing them back up, and the Brewers would respond. In the bottom of the fifth, they got a sacrifice fly from Blake Perkins, so that made it a one-run game and the Brewers' bullpen in full force. However, Yoel Piamps returns for the sixth inning after struggling last night. He allowed the first two batters to reach, and then after getting two quick outs, they intentionally walked Lindor to load the bases to face Jose Iglesias.
1-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
And once again, the Brewers' offense failed to get anything going. Garrett Mitchell came in as a pinch runner. He was thrown out trying to steal. We fast forward to the top of the eighth inning. A leadoff walk is always a rally in the postseason. Joe Ross is on the mound. But with one out, he finally got some Brewers' help from his defense.
Pitched Alvarez. Swing and a bouncer hit to third. Double play ball. Ortiz for Terang for one. To first, a double play. 5-4-3, and the Brewers turn two and get out of the eighth.
That also avoided facing Francisco Lindor in the eighth inning. Still down by a run. 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth, and Jackson Churio really introduced himself to October.
The pitch. Fly ball. Right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Again, the only two players in Major League Baseball history to have multiple game-tying homers in a postseason game. Jackson Churio tonight and Babe Ruth in 1928. Insane company for the 20-year-old. But the Brewers weren't done in the inning. With two outs and nobody aboard, Willy Adames a two-strike single into left. Garrett Mitchell making his first at-bat of the game. The first pitch looked nice.
Adames, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is good. Off the top of the wall and out of here. Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
5-3 Brewers, they get three long balls tonight. They take the lead and hand the ball to the airbender in the ninth.
2-2 pitch, lined out towards left center. Churio is there. Game three is on the way tomorrow. From off the mat, the Brewers scored three times in the bottom of the eighth inning. Churio tied it. Garrett Mitchell with the decisive two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. And game three is coming to Milwaukee tomorrow night.
6:08 will be the first pitch tomorrow night as the Brewers win in advance, and they would get the Philadelphia Phillies.